Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. You know, the great thing about this season is that it is a time for us to remember a Christmas prayer for the merry and not so merry. So as you can figure out, it's M-E-R-R-Y. And I want to remind you of what Dr. Luke wrote in chapter 2, beginning of verse 10. But the angel reassured them, "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David." So as we prepare to hear from that same Lord that has been born of a virgin in that little stable in Bethlehem, let us remember to thank the Lord. So as we prepare to hear from him, let's share this prayer. Father God, we thank you and praise you today for the miracle of your son's birth. Thank you for bringing great joy to the entire world. Lord, we thank you for giving us the assurance that because you came to us in the form of a human, we who believe in you, the Lord Jesus, can know with absolute certainty that we will spend eternity with you. Thank you, Lord, for the many reasons we have and the many reasons we have been given by you this Merry Christmas. Without you, none of this is possible. And we rejoice for every blessing, new life, new love, a home, a job, new opportunities, second chances, and so much more. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to celebrate your arrival in this messy earth. Let's pray that in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Now let's draw a couple of deep breaths so that we can kind of settle our mind and quiet our soul for us to be able to prepare ourselves to hear and receive the peace and the power and the direction that God wants to speak into our life today, whether it is verbally or whether it's with a nudge or a prod. You prepare your heart now to hear from him. Let's breathe. You ready? And let's draw another deep breath. Here we go. And if your mind starts to wander over the next couple of moments, remember this phrase and just say it out loud to the Lord. Lord, I thank you for all you've given me. Lord, I thank you for all you've given me. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, friend, although we have so many reasons to rejoice today, we also know that there are many people out there that aren't nearly as blessed. And so we just want to remind one another. Let's pray for folks today that are not nearly as blessed as we are, and ask the Lord to step into their life so that He might bless them richly on this day as well. God bless you, friend. I'll see you back soon on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.